Hey there, Alper Hacks, and welcome to this training on measuring your life. Now, this is part of the integration of the system so that you can begin to measure so that you can transform on the other side. So some people will look at this video and you'll think, why do I need to know that? I want to build up my energy. I want to create massive results. It's because we have to have a starting point where you're at. You'll also notice that you did a measurement of your skill set and we came up with a number. You obviously want to track that. And we're going to go into some different things now that I think is going to cause you to think. And again, you can apply this in just about every area of your life. And I do this on a regular basis. And I believe you need to do it now as well if you want to get amazing results. And that's really what this is all about. So let's go ahead and go to the slides. And I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about. So we're going to talk about measuring your life and exactly how you can get the results. Is the only sure way where you are and where you can go is by measurement. That's the only way to do it. Businesses do it every day. If you are going to be getting in shape, you take your weight in the beginning and then you take it at the end of the transformation, right? That's the way it goes. It's time consuming, but once you get a baseline, you know how to build on it. That's really the key. And then using measurement tools ensure you get the most out of this exercise. And again, this is the type of exercise that's kind of the front-loaded part that a lot of people say, I don't want to do that. I just want to jump right in. But this, even though it takes a little time up front, will allow you to see the amazing results on the backside, which is really the important part. So what do you measure? You can measure your work time. So how much time do you actually work? Now, that means that if you work in an office and you're there 8 hours a day, how much of actual time are you working? If you have a business, how much of your time are you actually working, putting in production time? Now, unless you're working in a some type of production line, you've got flex time. How much of your time are you actually working? If you're an entrepreneur, this is very important. If you're a coach, if you're an entrepreneur, if you have an online business, whatever it is, how much productive time are you actually getting out? Food. What kind of food do you eat? Is it junk food? Is it good food? Is it clean food? Is it keto food? What is the food that you're eating? Again, write these down and answer the question. How many hours do you work? What kind of food do you eat? Exercise. What kind of exercise do you do? If you measure it on a daily basis, you'll realize at the end of the week how many hours you've trained. And sometimes it's a lot less than you think, even though you think you're going to the gym. Now, the other thing is when you go to the gym, are you getting exercise done or are you just at the gym? Which is a key, right? A lot of times people are at the gym, but they're not necessarily getting the exercise done. Money spent, right? Are you measuring how you spend your money? When you measure how you spend your money, you can see where the holes are in your financial gain. And again, I'm going through this list pretty quickly. We could take a lot of time on each one of these, and we will kind of cover some of them in detail. But I want you to start thinking about it, measuring your relationships. And again, you can use measurements on a scale of 1 to 10, ABC, however you want to do it. Very, very critical that you do this. Spiritual. Where are you at on a spiritual level? Are you spiritual or non-spiritual? Do you want to be spiritual? And then we're going to talk about all these items, how you're going to get to where you want to be in all these areas. Okay? Leisure. How do you measure your leisure? Maybe sometimes you spend more time on leisure than you should. Maybe you need to do more leisure than you're doing right now because you're spending too much time working. Mental. Where's your attitude at? Your mindset. Because we want to start where you're at to where you want to be. And this encompasses self-confidence, self-esteem. What's your mental well-being right now? Again, rank it. Scale of 1 to 10. 1 being not so good, 10 being fantastic. Or A being best and F being the worst. Travel. Are you measuring how much you travel? A lot of people, that's one of the biggest things that people want is to travel more. So keep that in mind. Idle time. How much idle time do you have? This really is the killer for most people, is that idle time. Facebook, Instagram, just look staring at a computer, watching TV can be considered idle time. Now, could also be considered leisure time, but idle time will kill you, okay? How much time do you spend in each area? Ask the questions, why? How can you measure it better? And what results would you receive as a result? So again, you're going to get access to these slides so you can take these questions and answer them. It's very important that you do. Even if in the beginning it's a short answer, go through this list and give the answer. That's your assignment on this. The biggest killer, as I mentioned, is idle time, because it's that time that you never get back and you never get anything accomplished. So it's not quite leisure. And it's certainly not work. It's just dead time. I want you to think on this because, again, it's what we measure and what we think about that allows us to get control. And again, we're talking about getting to become a controller. Well, one of the most important things is controlling time. I would say controlling time and money is important, but time is the real big one. I'm going to give you measurement tools, Excel spreadsheets. Rescue time. This is an application that you can use on your computer that allows you to track the time that you spend. And you'd be amazed when you use a product like this, exactly how much time you're using in specific areas. Loseit.com. I've been using this app for years. Great app for tracking what you eat. Again, you can put all of the things that you eat in there and you can see exactly how many calories, carbs, protein, the whole nine yards. Free app. Download it today. Bubble.us, it's a flow charting tool. A life goal spreadsheet, which we're going to talk about in just a short period of time here. And let's talk about a measurement test, okay? Run it for a full seven-day week. So what you want to do is, as you're getting started, is you're going to pick one of those areas that we went over. You can pick multiple and measure it for 7 days. You measure your food, your exercise, your work, your leisure, spiritual, right? And you measure it for a week. That gives you a baseline. I've worked 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. I had 2 hours of leisure time per night. I did 5 hours of idle time, and you mark it down, okay? Now, you can pick the top three things that'll kind of keep you focused and make it more enjoyable than doing that entire list. So keep that in mind. On the others, try to estimate the time spent. So again, some of them you're going to actually estimate. Other ones you're going to mark down. You spend an hour for lunch, you write it down. Once you have actual data, you can evaluate it. And that's where you're going to get the baseline to be able to move from one place to the other. And you'll be surprised with the results, because I certainly was when I did it, and I continue to do it. You're going to notice what you measure is what you can improve. And that's the whole goal of the 30-day inner game, is we want to improve. If you get to the end of the 30 days and you don't improve, more than likely it's because you didn't do some of these beginning steps in order to measure exactly what you want to measure. Your energy, your vitality, your vim, your vigor, your ability to heal, your esoteric training, it's all comprised here. Okay, so we've got a four-step formula for your desires. Now, in addition to this, I'm going to go into some lifestyle tracking things right after we get done with this, but you've got a desire, right, which is really like a dream. Then you had a goal, a plan, and an action. These are all separate, but they're all work together. And as we go through this process in 30 days, now again, the whole purpose of this is so that you can get the desired result you want. Right? So whether it's the attainment of a skill, which is some of the esoteric skills that I teach, or it's an outcome that you use the skills to get. So for example, you want to earn more money. That is an outcome. It's not an esoteric skill, but it's an outcome that you can use the skills to get. Same thing with getting in shape, losing weight. You don't necessarily need an esoteric skill to do that, but you can use it to get there, and it's an outcome. All right, so let's go through this. So a dream. You want to learn the art of dream building. You want to learn how to stretch your mind. Again, I talk a lot about mindset domination and how you can expand. You've got to have a believability factor, but you want to learn the art of dream building. Now, I know this sounds a little bit crazy, and some of you are going to be like, I don't understand how this fits in. I would say 80% of the people I talk to want to use the law of attraction in their life, and especially with this program. So you want to learn the art of dream building, but it has to be in a concept that you believe. And so you got to go from where you don't believe to where you do believe. And this is one way to do it. You want to visit a house that's a stretch or a skill that, you don't yet have. So for example, you live in a certain house and you see another house that is a stretch for you. Now, that doesn't mean that if you live in a $100,000 house that you want to go to a $1 million home. Okay. Sometimes that's too much of a stretch. So you want to incrementally increase. Now, if your mind is strong enough, you can certainly go to that. What I find is what most people do is they go from zero to infinite. And the problem with that is it's harder for the mind to assimilate that information. So for example, if you, like I said, if you live in a $100,000 home, let's say a condo, apartment, whatever, and you want to go to a $1 million home, that's a big stretch. That's a big gap. And there's a lot of money that needs to be made in between 100,000 and a million. And if you do that, what happens is that $1 million home becomes a pipe dream and not a real dream. We want this to be a real dream. Now, the skill that you don't have yet, it could be opening up your third eye. That could be your dream. And you focus on that intent on that dream and getting that accomplished, right? Drive a car you've always dreamed of. Again, same thing. You're driving a Toyota right now and you want to drive a Mercedes. That could be a dream, okay? So you want to surf the internet for dreams, vacations, houses, lifestyle, clothes, jewelry, toys. And again, why am I using these tangible goods as examples? Well, because they have a tendency to create an illicit emotion in people. You don't have to be, like, I'm not into jewelry per se, right? But I am into building a lifestyle. And that's what we're going to talk about. And so again, you can surf for other types of dreams as well. Skill sets, the way you want to look, the body type, a lot of things you can do there. I'm using this as an example, so please understand. The main thing is you got to stretch your mind to what the new possibilities are. You want to be a better healer? You can do that. But you've got to dream big, okay? You've got to dream big. Dream big and then dream even bigger than that. And again, they don't always have to be material. The dream is the destination of where you want to arrive at the end of 30 days or the 12 weeks if you're in a 12-week immersion system. Now, you got your dreams and then you got your goals. The goal is needed to reach the dream. Example, you want a $50,000 car, which is your dream. The goal is to either finance it or pay cash. The goal is the tangible in order to get the dream. Another example is having the time to take a trip. The time off is the goal. Now, the plan is how you're going to get the goal to get the dream. You got to have a plan in place, right? A solid game plan provides the map to your destination, which is the dream. And the game plan is going to be, so let's say your dream is to, and let's put this in esoteric sense, is to attract more wealth and abundance. Let's say that's your dream, right? So then the goal is going to be an exact figure. I need to attract X amount of dollars. Let's say it's $50,000. And then the plan is, how do I get to the $50,000, right? So that's going to be the element. And see, this is how the law of attraction works as I'm describing this, is the law of attraction is just not thinking about it. I know we read books like Think and Grow Rich, but if you read that book, really read the book, in which I've read it several times, in fact, it's on my shelf right now, is that it is thinking, but also having a plan of action. And that's really what this is, right? Is putting a plan together. It also provides a fail-safe to regroup and start over. I always use the concept of plan, do, review, right? You set a plan, you do it, and you review it. You can do that on a weekly basis, monthly basis, right? I talk to a lot of people that say, I want to attract abundance. And I say, what are you doing to make that happen? I've been thinking about it and reading books and listening to tapes and watching videos. That's great. But trust me, you need to execute. That's the bottom line. And that's what's going to make it happen. Your plans can be adjusted and updated. The old saying is you set your goals in concrete and your plans in sand. So the plans can always be massaged and updated. Every dream and goal must have a plan. If you want to achieve something, you've got to have a plan. Now, in this 30-day inner game system, you have a goal to reach at the end of the 30 days. The plan is the exercises, the techniques, the flake time you need to put in, the daily rituals that you're going to put in order to make that happen. And we're going to go in detail into that. So example, to get the $50,000 car, you must have the money and a plan to get the money. So again, the dream is the car. The goal is you need to make $50,000. And then the plan is maybe you work extra hours in order to get the car. For example, a good friend of mine, he wanted to buy his wife a Mercedes. So that was the dream, right? And then the goal was that he needed to come up with the money or the financing for the car. So what he did was he started a part-time business where he could make enough money so that he could actually pay for the car. That was the plan. And then of course, the next phase is the action. He put in the action in order to make the plan work, in order to reach the goal to achieve the dream, if that makes sense, right? And again, I'm going fast here, but I want you to understand this. And this is probably something you're going to want to watch or listen to over and over again. Action is the ultimate generator. Again, flight time. You need to put in the flight time if you're going to get the results. This is the implementation part of the plan. And it's the part of the plan that most people fall off the wagon because they don't generate enough activity. I'm going to show you during this time that we have together that you don't have to put in hours a day in order to get results. You can start out with as little as 5 minutes a day and start to incrementally increase to where you get the results that you desire. Because this is where people fail the most. They've got a dream. They've got a goal. They've got a plan, but then they don't execute on the plan. You've got to execute on the plan or you won't get the results you're looking for. You create momentum when you're in movement, when you're in action. When you get up in the morning and you start taking action right off the bat, it helps your body and your mind and your spirit because you're taking action on that particular situation. You always seek action to move your plan, goals, and dreams ahead. Always execute. That's why I always say putting in the flight time. If you don't put in the flight time, you're not going to get as good results. Now, some people put in more flight time, they're going to get results possibly faster than somebody that doesn't put in as much flight time. That's understandable, right? Makes sense. Somebody goes to the gym more, works out more, they should be in better shape than the person that doesn't. Just kind of makes sense, right? But I want you to understand this entire process because it's fluid. It works when you work it and you can use it for really everything you do. And again, evaluate all actions, plan, do, review. It's a perfect plan, right? Exact measurements. Pick top three dreams. Set the goal to get them. Use four action steps planned for each goal. And again, if you want to send me an email that exactly outlines this, in fact, you should send me an email of exactly what you're doing. I'm happy to help you. Take the action. At first, make it very easy, then ramp up the difficulty, right? So we start at baby steps and then we get better and better. That's why you go through the 30 days, you want to continue with the 12 weeks because you want to continue the momentum that you already have with what you're doing. Very important. All right. Example, to lose weight, you cut out your favorite pleasure foods for several days. Again, it's the small baby steps that starts to train the mind exactly what you need to do in order to get the results. What's the next step? Email me your goals. Provide the action steps. Also provide where your biggest waste of time comes from and possibly even where your biggest challenge is. I have a mental block. I don't know if this will work for me. And again, when you initiate that conversation, it allows you to process in your mind that you're going to find a resolution and a solution for the situation you're in. Again, how you intend to correct it. Any questions you may have with the process, certainly contact me. And you can reach me at aperhacks@mindforcemethod.com. Now, let me go over a couple of things. I'm going to show you the goal sheets that we're going to, that are on this page that you can download, that you're going to get a great amount of value from. And again, these are worksheets that you can use to set up your goals and your dreams and your measurements and everything like that. Again, I understand that this is not probably the sexy part of this program, but it's the beginning stage, and I'm training you so that you can create good habits to get excellent results in the future. So let's take a look at some of these worksheets that I have, because I think they're extremely, extremely valuable for you. So the first one we're going to look at is we're going to look at this page, which is a lifestyle page. Okay. And it has here on the first page, list of values. And then the second page is your values. You're going to put your values. And again, it has it itemized by career, education, relationship, financial, physical, mindset, creative, spiritual, public service, travel, leisure, and then other. And then you've got a tracker for each of those areas. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant goals, time bound. Okay. And then you've also got an action plan template. You've got a progress calendar. You've got an example of how to use it, okay? And then you've got an example of the action plan template as well. So as you can see, I mean, it's a really good tool that you can use. And again, I like having tools. When you have tools, it allows you to get in and set the goals. Now, if you don't want to use this, that's fine. If you have something else you're using. But I want you to start thinking in terms of that measurement process. Because again, what you write down, you actually visualize and internalize. And so please keep that in mind as you're going through it. Let's go to the next sheet, which is the ultimate lifestyle, right? And what this is interesting, because this allows you to understand how you're going to create a lifestyle. And this is primarily in the financial realm. So for those individuals that say, I want to, I want to manifest and have abundance. Well, this is going to kind of scale out how you would do that. So for example, when you look at this sheet, it's a very simple sheet, but it's your ultimate lifestyle. And again, you just fill in the blocks here. And the main residence, how much would that cost? And again, I have a yearly cost and a monthly cost. Let's say $1.5 million home is monthly around $11,000, and yearly is about $132,000. A vacation home, $750,000, $5,000, $60,000, right? Car 1, 2, and so on and so forth. So again, the whole point is that you're putting it in there and understanding what it would take for you to have that lifestyle. Now, again, these are, I put high numbers in there. You use the numbers you want. And then it gives you a monthly and a yearly number. Now, again, when I talk to some people and they say, I want to earn $1 million a year. And I always say to them, well, why? And it's very nebulous and vague as to why they really need that. But if you can see on this right now, you can see that even with all these things, this is a pretty good lifestyle right here. I mean, this is $24,000 in vacations a year. I mean, that's a lot, right? It's only $450,000 in income. Now, that's probably after taxes, so maybe $600,000, but that's still shy. It's almost half of what somebody would say they want to earn $1 million. So again, you can adjust it and you can visualize where you need to be. And again, a reason I do this is because, like I said, probably 80% of the people that I interview before I conducted this system, what's the most important thing to you? Number one thing was taking their business and or income or job to the next level. And the only way you can do that is by visualizing and having mindset domination, because the mind has to tap into what you want to make it happen. So keep that in mind as we're going through that. And I think you're going to find these sheets to be extremely relevant and extremely functional with what you do. And again, I have all kinds of tools for you as we go through this that you can use to take it to the next level. Now, you can also take these sheets and put in the esoteric skills. And we're going to go into another video on the Mind Force Library that's going to go more into the esoteric type of skills that you can use to get the goals and dreams that you desire. So I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. I'd love your feedback. If there's anything that you might want me to add in a future video or maybe even an additional video, just let me know. Thanks for watching and have a fantastic day. So long.